Make a vow, keep a vow. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Ecclesiastes 5, 4 and 5. Or Psalm 116, 14. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. What's a vow?
Promise to do something.
Okay, we're going to add to it a solemn promise. A solemn promise made to God. We can define it a little bit more. A reverent, weighty, and joyful, serious / joyful is solemn. Right? A reverent, weighty, and joyful seriousness before God in which a Christian willingly binds himself in truth, faithfulness, and love. Who it's made to, right? We've got to God. We've got reverently. Just that still. Voluntarily, that's important. Truthfully, and that it's kept. So voluntarily, thankfully kept to God reverently. A vow is of like nature with a promissory note. Westminster uses that particular language in that particular way. So it goes covenantally. And that's important because the covenant flow of the whole idea is that Christians are covenanters. So there's a particular aspect to covenanting in that particular way, which is a solemn promise. So promises made before God are not light things. They're covenant vows made before him. What does God think about vows? Just in general.
Yeah, serious.
Okay.
He expects us to keep them.
So this,
to make them.
He expects us to keep them. Are we sure?
Yeah.
What if it's stupid? Can people make stupid vows?
Yep.
What about those? Yeah, what do we do with Jephthah? Right? Jephthah was rash and unthoughtful. What do we do with him? When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. Deuteronomy 23:21. Faithfulness brings blessing and joy, and false vows bring guilt and judgment. Better not to vow than to vow falsely. Let's name some. What are some?
Church.
Marriage. Church.
Baptism? No.
So let's put that under sacraments. What else?
There are civil ones in court of law.
Courts. What else?
Personal vows.
Yeah. Ordination. Personal. And what could those be? Anything. Yeah. Right? Or Anything that has to do with church, we could put here. Religious. But that kind of falls under here a little bit too, as does ordination. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Is that a vow? Yeah. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Psalm 50:14. I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Psalm 61:8. Okay, so let's take like one. We'll say membership. Membership equals all kinds of aspects of a vow as it pertains to that. What could some of those things be?
Or confession.
Okay, so confession. Or maybe we could say profession. What else?
Devotions every day,
okay.
Family worship.
Right?
Sacraments, so it's called, falls under
that. That would probably fall under that. Sacraments in that particular way. How about we put it this way? Worship faithfully. Or how about this one? Church discipline slash submit to oversight, right? How about preserve unity? What other things? How about this one? We'll add to this. Protect doctrine. Or what about service? Everybody has a particular gift, whatever the gift is. Should they use it? Is that part of that idea? Yeah. So, a covenant people, it's because there's one body. So that can get a lot into ecclesiology once we deal with that. But the idea of the entrance into it is by vow and profession in that way. So, in 22 of the confession, in part 5, it says, a vow is like nature with promissory oath. We wrote that up there. Vows ought to be made to God upon great occasions of a special goodness and for important ends. That would be this word, right? So we could say that particular thing is important. Men ought not rashly and unadvisedly make vows, but deliberately, seriously, and with full understanding. Vows made unto God are to be performed. Believers are under obligation to perform their vows unto the Lord, the larger catechism 113. Vows must be made carefully and performed faithfully. So, what should you think about when you make a vow? What are some things that ought to be important?
Why it is you're making it.
Okay. So, why? Why make one? You don't want to get caught, right? So why make one?
To.
Do what?
To or with him.
To or with him in who? Who with who?
In this case, God or...
So don't make one, you won't break it.
Right. So the point is, why would you make
Why would you
one?
Make a vow?
To keep yourself to do whatever it is that you want to happen.
You see that the end is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make a vow if you see that the end is good.
So the reason that it's made is important. What else?
To whom you're made.
Right? So maybe if we go out here and we say, count the cost of it. Right? Why are you making it? What else should you do? How about Philippians 4:6? Pray. Ask the Lord to help you with thinking about that particular vow. Let your request be made known to God. How? With understanding. Why do we want to understand it? What didn't Jephthah do when he did it? Yeah, he really didn't think it through. It was rash. And he really didn't understand what might happen. What might happen? Right? Because it's a commitment in that particular way. It's a commitment before God. Matthew 5:37. Let your speech be yea, yea, or no. One or the other. Right? So do it or don't do it. And then you have to remain faithful in it. He that is faithful and that which is least is faithful also and much. Luke 16:10. So you think, you pray, you vow, you obey. What does keeping a vow look like? In thinking about it, there's an interconnectivity with all of this. For example, attending together, praying together, serving together. Remember,
we're responsibility.
Yeah, it's the responsibility list, still under the whole idea of the membership idea. We give of ourselves in dealing with that. We yield to God's given authority. We continue steadfastly to the end and persevere in whatever it is that we're doing. In this particular case, as we're dealing with membership and making a vow. Loving, walk in love with the brethren. Repenting, confess and forsake any known sin. Why would that be important? Vows are the positive side of the coin. We want that to be a positive experience. Things that hinder vows, or next week we'll deal with zeal, and thinking about sin hinders certain things that occur in that particular way. Hold to your covenant. A vow is not fulfilled by words, but by covenant obedience. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. Psalm 119, 106. So a covenant life, covenant in general, brings peace before God, purpose, and joy. Promises are like vows in that particular way, but vows are... Can you think of a particular, as it relates to church, can you think of a particular thing where promises are made or vows are made, depending upon the kind of person that's making a promise or making a vow, particularly to the church itself? Do you understand what I'm asking?
As deacon?
Okay, yes, that's what I'm asking. So the deacon has to what? Vow or promise?
Of what he'll do.
Which one?
There are certain things found in Timothy.
Right? Okay, so the deacon has certain things that he vows to uphold being part of the authority of the church. What about the members of the church? Do they vow or promise certain things to uphold? In other words, let's say, for example, let's use this one as an example. The deacon, we use the deacon. The deacon has to be, tested out, and he has to be filled with wisdom. Yes? What does that mean? That he means he has to know particular things biblically so that he can lay them out. Somebody comes, they newly get saved here, and they say, I want to be part of the church. Are they vowing or promising? What is the difference between the two?
a vow is binding.
The vow is binding in the sense that there are certain things that the church will not allow unless you vow. For example, you cannot be an elder or deacon unless you vow certain things, like upholding the standards. You follow the standards. You don't deviate from that. The person who comes in and they're newly saved and they're learning something new, and they don't know all of this, what are they doing? They're making a particular promise that they will yield to the standards or yield to the elders and deacons, but that's not the same thing as when a pastor or a deacon makes a particular vow that's binding to the church. In that particular way, that's one of the reasons why somebody could come to the church, be a member for a while, and leave, and not quote unquote get in trouble unless they're falling into sin or doing something stupid. The minister has to break his vow. Well, I'm not Calvinist anymore. I'm not Westminsterian anymore. I don't believe in Presbyterian polity anymore. Now he has to break his vow. God says, no, that's a no-no. You don't get to do that. They differ in that a vow is made unto God in a solemn religious manner, a promise may be made unto God or unto men, depending upon what's happening with it. A vow is for important covenantal occasions. A promise may be for ordinary matters, civil or other things in that way, swearing to something, or personal. Let your speech be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Matthew 5:37. A covenant life brings peace, purpose, and joy in the Lord. But one of the things that happens today is that people, they don't understand making promises or making vows or doing things in that particular way. And this winds up being very nonchalant. We don't hear much of those kinds of aspects of people getting trouble for making a vow and not keeping a vow. On that particular note, we don't hear very much of people saying, well, I'm making a vow in that particular way. Not a lot of people do that. God holds us to what it is that we vow. Last thing to consider is this particular aspect of it. What does God think about his Christian people and vowing from the perspective of ought it to be done?
It has to be in certain circumstances.
That's your baptism.
All of those things. Yes. When you deal, even from the beginning, with your baptism, you're already plunging yourself into that particular point. And when you think through that as it pertains to any kind of sin or anything that you do that is sandpaper against what's going on at baptism, which is why, what do we have every week that we participate in?
Communion.
Yes, we have communion. We have the Lord's Supper. What do I call it every week? What is it? What are we doing?
Renewing.
We're renewing our covenant. We're renewing our vow. That's what covenanting is about in that particular manner, and how and why we use that as a particular example. There could be all kinds of things that we make vows for, right? There was the group of men in Acts who said that they weren't going to eat or drink until Paul was dead.
They didn't do it.
They didn't do it. They broke their vow.
You don't hear yeah. What they did.
Yeah. So there's a difference between doing things in a right way or having a particular resolution towards something. But when God talks about vows, he's talking about being serious and keeping them.